from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo committed to establish cooperation with South Korea. Korean entrepreneurs committed to absorb Indonesian workers and implementing transfer of technology. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended Business and Investment Forum 2018 at Berkeley Suite, Lotte Hotel in Seoul on Monday, September 10. The forum discussed cooperation in manufacture and industry sector. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that South Korean companies are mostly investors in basic industries such as steel and chemicals. Therefore, South Korea becomes the third biggest investor in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo committed to make more cooperation and agree several trade and investment deals for the fruitfulness in manufacture and industry sectors in the two countries.
And I hereby commit to you that we will sign more such trade and investment agreement in the very near future. We will continue to build on our joint success in manufacturing and industry.
In the Business and Investment Forum, President Joko Widodo managed to agree a number of business agreements worth $6.2 billion. The visit was a reciprocal visit of the South Korean president's visit, Moon Jae-in, to Indonesia in November last year. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met with four leaders of South Korean big companies in Seoul on Monday, September 10. The four leaders were CJ Group Chairman Son Kyuk-sik, Vice Chairman Lotte Group Hwang Kak-yu, CEO POSCO Choi Jong-woo, and Vice Chairman Hyundai Motor Company Chung Ui-sun. After the meeting, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the company's leaders expressed appreciation on the Indonesian government since the government has created better investment climate for foreign investors. In addition, they also declared their commitment to more absorb workers from Indonesia and implementing transfer of technology in the future. They promised to be more employ Indonesian people. Transfer of technology will keep being conducted, and the most important is all people who met President expressed their appreciation for excellent performance of Asian Games. In addition to discussing investment, the company's leaders also expressed their appreciation to the Indonesian government related to the successful of Asian Games implementation in Jakarta and Palembang. CEO POSCO Choi Jong-woo also appreciated the president's deep concern to Lombok people and witnessed the closing of Asian Games 2018 among the people. Choi Jong-woo also congratulated on the achievement, which was obtained by Indonesian contingents, who succeeded ranked fourth by gaining 31 gold medals. Minister Retno Marsudi also said that Indonesia's success to achieve the fourth rank means that Indonesia has a great potential and being the first developed country in Asia. Media Convergence demanded Radio Republik Indonesia RRI, which this year commemorates its 73rd anniversary on September 11, 2018, to be more developed along with various groups. By launching RRI Net program, RRI brings a sign of its development. RRI Net becomes one of effort for RRI to capture millennial listeners. This was stated by President Director of RRI, M. Rohanuddin, in an interview with Pro3 RRI on Monday, September 10. Rohanuddin said that RRI is the widest network radio in Indonesia, is obliged to provide services to minorities. According to Rohanuddin, with large number of RRI's listeners, messages which must be delivered can be firstly known by wide community. He added that the more listeners, the more messages will be conveyed. Indonesian Vice President M. Yusuf Kalla said that he expressed gratitude to countries that supported Indonesia to be non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council at the 73rd UN General Assembly. This was stated by the Vice President in Jakarta on Monday to answer journalists' question related to the plan of his attendance at the 73rd General Assembly of the United Nations in September 2018. Earlier, at the General Assembly of the United Nations in June 2018, Indonesia was selected as one of 5 non-permanent members of the UN Security Council for 2019-2020 period. Indonesia managed to defeat Maldives, which representing Asia-Pacific region. Indonesia gained support of 144 countries, while Maldives gained 46 votes from all 190 countries which attended in the assembly. Earlier, Indonesia has previously became non-permanent member of UN Security Council in 1973-1974, 1995-1996, and 2007-2008 periods. In September annually, leaders of the UN member states gathered to discuss various world issues at the General Assembly held at the United Nations headquarters in New York, the United States. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government through Ministry of Defense will purchase C-130J Super Hercules from Lockheed Martin and transportation helicopter Chinook from the United States. This was stated by Minister of Defense Ria Mizar Yaqudu in Jakarta on Monday, September 10, related to his meeting with U.S. Defense Minister James Mattis in Washington recently. Minister Ria Mizar also said that the Hercules, which is belonged to Indonesia, already out of date, and President Joko Widodo expected the regeneration of the latest heavy transport aircraft. Meanwhile, Chinook helicopter is versatile transport helicopter. Even the U.S. Special Forces use the type of helicopter. Minister Ria Mizar added that Indonesia committed to increase its ability of main weaponry system independently for long-term gradually and forging partnerships with friendly countries. PT Indoraya Tenaga Indonesia agreed on a commitment with Doosan Heavy Industries and Construction, South Korea, for the construction of Unit 9 and 10 of Suralaya coal-fired power plant in Banten. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding was carried out at the Korea-Indonesia Industrial Cooperation Forum held at Lotte Hotel, Jeonggu, Seoul. President Director of PT Indoraya Tenaga Sabto Aji Nagroho said, in a statement received in Jakarta on Monday, that Doosan had been chosen as the EPC or Engineering, Procurement and Construction Contractor for Unit 9 and 10 of Suralaya Coal-Fired Power Plant in Banten. In the proposal, Doosan has included K-Exim and K-Sure, South Korean export financing institutions. A leader of EPC business group Doosan Heavy Industries and Construction, Yoon Seok-woon, said that the total cost of Suralaya power plant construction was estimated at 1.9 trillion won. However, the value of the work unit involving Doosan Heavy Industries and Construction is projected to reach around 1.5 trillion won. The last item. President of the International Council of Women, ICW, Jung Suk Kim from South Korea, arrived in Yogyakarta through Adi Sucipto International Airport on Monday night. Jung Suk Kim is scheduled to open the 35th General Session of ICW in Yogyakarta. In addition, Chairman of Foreign Relations of the Indonesian Women's Congress, Hadriani Uli Silalahi, said, "The arrival of President of ICW showed that Indonesian women were considered capable of holding international events. The existence of Indonesian women is recognized. In the eyes of the world," she noted, "the Indonesian women are often considered weak and become victims of abuse to domestic violence. However, the event will show that Indonesian women are able to be trusted. The meeting will be attended by around 169 participants and representatives from embassies. Participating countries will send 40 delegations. This year, Indonesia will be the host, the 35th General Assembly of the International Council of Women, ICWCIF, in Yogyakarta, from September 12 to 19. President Joko Widodo is expected to open the Congress." Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with commentary entitled 73 Years of Radio Republik Indonesia. Today, September 11, 2018, Radio Republik Indonesia RRI commemorates its 73rd anniversary. Since its existence, RRI has provided invaluable contributions both in supporting the independence process and filling the independence until today. Then the question is, how does RRI keep up with the current media developments that are required to more quickly disseminate information and reach more audiences with broadcast content that the community really needs? To answer the question, Radio Republik Indonesia has 97 broadcasting stations, consisting of 1 unit of A-type, 30 units of B-type, 34 units of C-type, News Center and Overseas Broadcast Voice of Indonesia, and 32 existing production studios. As information safety belt, during 2009-2010, RRI had established studios in border areas and remote areas, including in Antikong, Batam, Nunukan, Putu Sibau, Malinau, Atambua, Ampana, Bovendigul, Kaimana, Skou, Oksibil, Takengon, Sabang, and Sampang. Broadcasts through these production studios are intended to enhance a sense of nationalism and provide balanced access to information for people in the border areas, as well as in areas that previously could not receive RRI or blank spot broadcast. In addition, RRI broadcast can also be enjoyed via streaming or the internet. Even in 2018, RRI can be followed through RRI Net, a visualized radio program, where audiences can either listen or view broadcast content like a television broadcast. Innovations in equipment and broadcast content, as well as the development of human resource capabilities, are a necessity in the times of development. What RRE is doing right now, especially for broadcast equipment and content, is on the right track. But the existence of human resources, especially civil servants who are now getting fewer and fewer, needs more serious attention. Regeneration and additional employees according to the needs should also be a main priority. Congratulations on the 73rd anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. Once on the air, forever on the air. That's our commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is the World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a daily segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with September 11, 1945. Radio Republik Indonesia is established. On September 10, 1945, a number of broadcast radio leaders from various regions gathered in Jakarta, including Maladi and Yusuf Ronodipuro, for one commitment to form a national broadcast radio. Previously, there were local radios in several cities operated under the direction and supervision of the Japanese colonial government. Since Indonesia had just become independent, the country needed a broadcast radio that could voice Indonesia's interests both to the people of Indonesia and to the international community. Therefore, at the beginning, Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, positioned itself as radio of struggle. At night on 11th of September 1945, finally, Radio Republik Indonesia was officially established at a meeting held at the house of Adang Kadarusman, led by Dr. Abdul Rahman Saleh. The next event was from September 11, 1973, military coup in Chile. At the beginning of 1973, there were an economic crisis and hyperinflation which reached 900% to 800% in Chile. People lost their trust towards the government of President Salvador Allende. As a result of this dissatisfaction, the military leader under General Augusto Pinochet carried out a military coup on 11th of September 1973 and succeeded in overthrowing the government of President Allende. The fall of the civilian government gave rise to the military junta in control of the government of Chile. But the leadership of the military junta turned out to bring a violent and repressive regime to those who resisted. Thousands of people who opposed the military junta government were killed. I'll end today in a story with September 11, 2001 tragedy,
the attack on the World Trade Center Tower in New York. The September 11, 2001 incident, known as the 9/11 tragedy, was a series of attacks in the form of four arranged suicide attacks against several targets in New York City and Washington, D.C. That morning, 19 hijackers from the Islamic militant group hijacked the four jets they were traveling with. The hijackers accidentally crashed two planes into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, which collapsed within 2 hours. They also crashed a third plane into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, while the fourth plane failed to hit the target in Washington, D.C., because it crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. According to the 911 investigation team's report, around 3,000 people were killed in this attack. That was today in the story over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Putri Safitradella. Thank you for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program My Indonesia through RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will bring a topic about Pancasila, the 2018 Asian Games and the World Feast. The implementation of the 2018 Asian Games has entered the 11th day. The sport event officially opened on 18 August 2018 and followed by 45 countries competing in 40 sport categories is paid attention from Asia. The 18 Asian Games is not merely a sport competition event, but it is also proves the consistency of Indonesian foreign politics in a bid to achieve world peace. This was stated by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi when becoming a keynote speaker at the 10th Pancasila Congress at Balai Senat, University of Gajah Mada, Yogyakarta, on last Thursday. She expressed her thoughts on the relations among foreign politics, the Asian Games, and Pancasila. She told two evidences how the 2018 Asian Games has become a platform to build peace. Firstly, Indonesia received appreciation when the 2018 Asian Games successfully pointed the transit of North and South Korea's sending 50 joint athletes for three sport categories. The moment when North Korean Prime Minister shook hands with South Korean Prime Minister and held hands during the defile of continents at the opening ceremony of Asian Games on 18 August 2018. March the 2nd proved how the 2018 Asian Games successfully worked to achieve peace. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, at the meeting with the President Joko Widodo before the opening ceremony of the 18 Asian Games, North Korean Prime Minister and South Korean Prime Minister, expressed their appreciation toward Indonesia, which consistently encourages peace, stability, and denuclearization of Korea. And they also express appreciation towards Indonesia on giving opportunity for North and South Koreas to perform as a team and certainly on the contribution in the establishment of confidence-building measures. In addition, Minister Retno Marsudi also expressed the appreciation given directly by Chairman of the Palestinian Olympic Committee, Jibril Mahmoud Muhammad Rajab, when welcomed by President Joko Widodo at the State Palace. On the occasion, Palestine gave a sincere appreciation for Indonesian society for their warm welcome towards Palestinian delegates during their participation at the 2018 Asian Games, so they admitted that they feel like at their own home country. Regarding with the struggle to achieve independence, Minister Retno emphasized that Indonesia understands the complicated and long way of Palestine to accomplish their peace, particularly in eradicating the occupation and invasion they have undergone. Minister Retno Marsudi thought that the success of Indonesian diplomacy abroad, which is based on the values of Pancasila, has established the world peace. Furthermore, through the 2018 Asian Games, Indonesia successfully promoted the unity of North and South Korean contingents, as well as presenting Palestinian contingents. Minister Retno Marsudi added that Palestinian contingents are front not only the West Bank but also Gaza. Even Palestinian diaspora also joined them. This means that raising sense of unity is substantial for their peace and struggle. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended Business and Investment Forum 2018 at Berkeley Suite, Lotte Hotel in Seoul on Monday, September 10. The forum discussed cooperation in manufacture and industry sector. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that South Korean companies are mostly investors in basic industries such as steel and chemicals. Therefore, South Korea becomes the third biggest investor in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met with four leaders of South Korean big companies in Seoul on Monday. The four leaders were CJ Group Chairman Son Kyung-sik, Vice Chairman Lotte Group Hwang Kak-kyu, CEO POSCO Choi Jong-woo, and Vice Chairman Hyundai Motor Company Chung Wi-sun. Media Convergence demanded Radio Republik Indonesia RRI, which this year commemorates its 73rd anniversary on September 11, 2018, to be more developed along with various groups. By launching RRI Net program, RRI brings a sign of its development. Indonesian Vice President M. Yusuf Kalla said that he expressed gratitude to countries that supported Indonesia to be non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council at the 73rd UN General Assembly. The Indonesian government through Ministry of Defense will purchase C-130J Super Hercules from Lockheed Martin and transportation helicopter Chinook from the United States. PT Indoraya Tenaga from Indonesia agreed on a commitment with Doosan Heavy Industries and Construction from South Korea for the construction of Unit 9 and 10 of Suralaya coal-fired power plant in Banten. President of the International Council of Women, ICW, Jung Sok Kim from South Korea arrived in Yogyakarta through Adi Sucipto International Airport on Monday night. Jung Sok Kim is scheduled to open the 35th General Session of ICW in Yogyakarta. Listener, that was the news in brief. From RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hi to all listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Waleed Al-Hadid, Ambassador of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 73rd anniversary for Radio Republic Indonesia. All the best in the years to come.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Broadcasting Museum of RRI Solo. Stay tuned. September 11 is celebrated as National Radio Day, as well as the anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI. In 2018, RRI celebrates its 73rd anniversary. In the context of RRI's anniversary, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder invites you closer to the nation's pride radio by visiting the Broadcasting Museum RRI Solo in Central Java. The RRI Broadcasting Museum has so many historical moments. The reason is, through the radio, the history of the proclamation of Indonesian Independence Day announced throughout Indonesia in 1945. The Broadcasting Museum RRI Solo was inaugurated in coinciding with the 68th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI on September 11, 2013. The museum was established as a tribute to Kanjeng Gusti Pangeran Adipati Arya Mangkunegara VII, who formed Solusi Radio Vereniging, or SRV, on April 1, 1933. SRV is the pioneer of RRI Surakarta. The RRI Solo Broadcasting Museum was inaugurated by former Director of Public Broadcasting Institution LPP RRI, Rosarita Niken Widyastuti, via video streaming from Jakarta. The establishment of the Broadcasting Museum is expected to maintain the public's memory of the history of RRI in Surakarta and broadcasting throughout Indonesia. Listener, the Broadcasting Museum is located in the RRI Surakarta Complex area on Jalan Abdul Rahman Saleh No. 51. It is located close to the center of Solo City. The museum is located on the second floor of the RRI Solo Auditorium in a room of 14 meters long and 4.8 meters wide. The museum is open daily in weekdays from Monday to Friday. To enter the museum, you do not need to pay for the entrance ticket, but you must firstly get permission from the officials of RRI Solo. Entering the museum, you will see a statue of a national radio pioneer figure, Mangkunegara VII. The museum has neatly arranged ancient radio collections along with broadcasting support devices from time to time. There are a lot of historical objects on display at the museum, such as Philips radio receiver, made in the Dutch in 1948, a recording device that used a Dutch-made reel tape in 1948, an England record player in 1948, a German-made broadcast studio equipment measuring instrument in 1976, and a distortion measuring instrument for broadcasting studio equipment made in England in 1976. Other collections are vinyl record, broadcast tapes, German-made mixers in 1980 and Indonesian-made radio transmitters in 1970. Even there are still a manual power plant that was used to turn on radio kambing transmitters at the museum. Radio kambing is now placed at the Press Monument in Solo, which played a major role in broadcasting during the guerrilla war in 1949, particularly during the general attack of 4 days in Surakarta. Besides, there is also an announcer seat of rattan, which is completed with a threaded iron shaft that can rotate 360 degrees, which has been existed since the SRV established. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, See you with other interesting topics. Bye for now.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and guiding you to use them in a conversation. Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Pantai yang paling terkenal di Jogja, or the most famous beach in Jogja. Next, I'll give you an example of a conversation on the topic this time, which is Pantai yang paling terkenal di Jogja or the most famous beach in Jogja. Tony and Joko are going to Parangtritis Beach in Jogja. Tony, kamu bilang bahwa Pantai Parangtritis adalah pantai yang paling terkenal. Joko, ya, paling terkenal di Jogja. Tony, seperti apa pantainya? Joko, pantainya bersih dan pemandangannya indah. Kamu bisa melihat matahari terbenam di sana. Tony, menarik. Aku tidak sabar untuk ke sana. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is pantai yang paling terkenal di Jogja. Pantai yang paling terkenal di Jogja, which means the most famous beach in Jogja. I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Pantai. Pantai, which means beach. Kamu bilang Pantai Parangtritis adalah pantai yang paling terkenal. Kamu bilang Pantai Parangtritis adalah pantai yang paling terkenal, which means you said that Parangtritis Beach is the most famous beach. Ya, paling terkenal di Jogja. Ya, paling terkenal di Jogja, which means yes, most famous in Jogja. Seperti apa pantainya? Seperti apa pantainya? Which means, what is the beach like? Pantainya bersih dan pemandangannya indah. Pantainya bersih dan pemandangannya indah. Which means the beach is clean and nice view. Kamu bisa melihat matahari terbenam di sana. Kamu bisa melihat matahari terbenam di sana. Which means, you can see the sunset there. Menarik. Menarik, which means interesting. Aku tidak sabar untuk ke sana. Aku tak sabar untuk ke sana, which means I can't wait to get there. Musik. In the dialogue you heard Tony ask, seperti apa pantainya? Seperti apa pantainya? Which means what is the beach is like? In Indonesia, the phrase seperti apa is usually used to get a general description of something. So, if you want to get a general picture of a place, something, or someone, one way is to ask seperti apa, which means what it is like. Example, seperti apa kampusmu?
Seperti apa kampusmu, which means what is your campus like? Seperti apa kakak perempuanmu? Seperti apa kakak perempuanmu, which means what is your sister like? Seperti apa jeruk bali itu? Seperti apa jeruk bali itu, which means what is a pomelo like? Furthermore, to describe something, usually words used are those which describe the situation and atmosphere. Like indah, indah, which means beautiful. Bersih, bersih, which means clean. Kotor, kotor, which means dirty. Sepi, sepi, which means quiet. Ramai, ramai, which means crowded. Example, pantainya bersih. Pantainya bersih, which means the beach is clean. Pemandangannya indah. Pemandangannya indah, which means the scenery is beautiful. Udaranya segar. Udaranya segar, which means the air is fresh. Tempatnya ramai. Tempatnya ramai, which means the place is crowded. Before ending, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again. Tony, kamu bilang bahwa Pantai Parangtritis adalah pantai yang paling terkenal. Joko, ya, paling terkenal di Jogja. Tony, seperti apa pantainya? Joko, pantainya bersih dan pemandangannya indah. Kamu bisa melihat matahari terbenam di sana? Tony, menarik. Aku tidak sabar untuk ke sana. After listening to the above conversation about pantai yang paling terkenal di Jogja, which means the most famous beach in Jogja, I will give you an exercise which of course is related to the words you have learned so far. The exercise this time is to describe the disease you have suffered by mentioning name of the disease, when did you experience the pain, how long have you been sick, how does it feel? Where do you seek treatment? How many times a day do you have to take a medication? Example, nama saya Danu. Saya pernah sakit gigi 2 bulan yang lalu selama 2 minggu. Saya merasa pusing dan berobat di rumah sakit Medika. Saya harus minum obat 3 kali sehari. Send your voice recording of the exercise in Bahasa Indonesia to email address at vy@vynews.id. There will be an attractive gift for a lucky listener whose name will be announced in November 2018. That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Let's meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, I'll dedicate some Malay songs to you. To initiate our segment of Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Dermaga Kenangan by Hamdan Atete. The theme of the song is about long-distance love. Enjoy the song!
Layarkan biduk ke seberang.
Listener, you have just listened to the Malay song entitled Dermaga Kenangan. This song was created by Hamdan At-Tamimi, or better known Hamdan At-Tete, which tells the story of someone who convinced the lover not to hesitate and doubt, because he makes sure to go home immediately and pick the lover up in Dermaga Kenangan, or Pier of Memory. This song was accompanied by Suara Gemilang Malay Orchestra, included in the Dendang Melayu Hamdan At-Tete 2002 album. Listener, you will listen to another Malay song of Hamdan At-Tete entitled Ikhlas. This Malay song tells about someone's disappointment because the lover betrayed him. Enjoy the song.
Tanpa salah dan dosa yang kulakukan, terlalu kejam kasih kau patahkan hati yang tulus menyintamu sampai mati. Thank you.
tiada ku sangka cinta kau putuskan tanpa salah dan dosa yang ku lakukan terlalu kejam kasih kau patahkan hati yang tulus menyimpan sampai mati yang tulus menyintamu sampai mati.
Listener, the following song you will listen to entitled Asam Garam by Hamdan Atete. Just like the previous song, this song is also included in the album Dendang Melayu Hamdan Atete 2002. Hamdan At-Tamimi was born in Maluku on January 27, 1950. He is more popularly known as a dangdut singer compared to a Malay singer. Although he is famous as a dangdut singer, he actually prefers to Malay music. He considered that Malay music contained old literary elements with minor poetic harmonic musical nuances that could beat soul. If it is sung by feeling, the feel so beautiful. To conclude today's music corner, I'll dedicate the song entitled Patah Kemudi. The lyrics of this song are 4-line poem with ABAB rhymes. Created by Hamdan At-Tamimi, this song tells about the story of someone who is betrayed by lover. Listener, I hope the songs that just dedicated to you will increase your knowledge about Malay songs. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for attention and see you tomorrow in Music Corner.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia Time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, informing, connecting, dignifying.